Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is My Top 10 Phone Tips, Part 2. As I pointed out yesterday, every time we're on the phone with someone, we are making an impression that impacts how we are viewed. Chelsea Greenwood, who's the owner of a $1.4 billion marketing firm, said, "You are your own brand, whether you like it or not. And every experience has a lasting impression." And this is certainly true when talking on the phone. Here are the five remaining phone tips as part of this two-part series. Number 6, speak with a confident tone. Whether you realize it or not, you are presenting your personal brand every time you have a conversation with someone. If you want to brand yourself as a self-assured professional, then you need to sound confident, but not so confident that you sound arrogant. There's a distinction. Before people will buy anything you have to offer, they must first buy you, and they won't buy you if you don't present yourself as a confident person. If you want to move up the pay scale in your career, you must be a person who presents yourself as being self-assured yet humble. Take a second and think of the most successful people you know and consider how their confidence is subtly conveyed. Then compare how they sound to the people you know who are not successful. I'm confident you'll recognize the difference. Number 7, the 2-second rule. Yesterday, I had a phone conversation with a man who did not let me finish my sentences. He constantly interrupted me and interjected his thoughts about what I was saying. Needless to say, I was annoyed and completely turned off. You should never interrupt people when you're speaking with them in person, and this holds true for your telephone conversations as well. When you're on the phone with people, show them the respect and common courtesy of letting them finish what they're saying before responding. Since you can't see the person, it's hard to know if they're finished with their thought or just pausing to go to the next sentence. So it's a good idea to follow the 2-second rule. Wait 2 seconds to make sure they're finished. If you do start talking and they're not finished, always encourage them to finish before sharing what you have to say. Tip number 8. Carry a notepad. I carry a pad of paper with me everywhere I go. The first sheet is my daily to-do list. This allows me to always stay on track with my daily action plan and be prepared to make notes at any given time. When I'm conducting a business call, I almost always find myself taking notes. In some cases, these notes concern things that I'm responsible for after the call is finished. If I write them down, I won't forget. In other cases, I find myself making notes of things that I want to share or discuss when it's my turn to talk. By writing down my thoughts during the conversation, it enables me to focus on the subject rather than trying to remember what I want to convey when the other person stops talking. It also prevents me from prematurely jumping into the conversation. Tip number 9. Know when not to use a hands-free device. If you're having an important conversation, regardless of whether it's with your spouse, friend, or a prospective client, speak directly into the phone. In almost every case, I can recognize when people are talking on their hands-free device. I can hear background noises if others are around, hollow echo sounds if they're in a room that doesn't absorb noise, or road noise if they're in their car. I can even hear them multitasking by opening bags of food, shuffling papers on their desk, or typing on their computer. And it's just plain harder to hear when someone is using a hands-free device. I personally find this annoying because it requires me to focus more intently to understand what they're saying. When you make important calls, you don't want people getting frustrated because they're struggling to hear what you're trying to say or distracted with whatever is going on around you. Now, this tip is only for important phone calls. I recognize the value of using hands-free devices and don't want to discourage you from using them in appropriate circumstances. And then my last tip, tip number 10, don't use a speakerphone. Unless you're in a room with a group of people who are part of your conversation, talking on your speakerphone is 10 times worse than the concerns I raised in the previous point about using your hands-free device. Even if you're calling your best friend, show them the courtesy of talking directly into the phone. If you implement these 10 phone tips that I've just shared with you over the last 2 days, you can be assured that you'll make a positive impression on the people with whom you speak. Starting now, be intentional about how you present yourself in all your personal and business calls. After a short time, most of the behaviors will become second nature to you. The only one that I still struggle with after all these years is the 2-second rule, which is where I have to remind myself to wait 2 seconds after the other person finishes talking. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this 2-part series. And remember, how you present yourself over the phone is a reflection of your personal brand.